Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Samuel.
Hi, Ben and Nathan and the Demon team. I like to think out loud when I encounter a problem or something particularly challenging. I have found that when doing this, compared to thinking or reading silently in my head, I do better on the questions I have thought or read out loud. This success rate includes the questions to which I have at least whispered or mouthed the words. However, I also know from a quick Google search that I cannot talk out loud. So my two questions are, if I sign up for the LSAT and take it remotely, so I am by myself, would I be able to whisper or at least mouth the words of what I'm reading, or would my test get flagged?
No, you have to stop doing that. I mean, you can get accommodations to speak out loud if you can get a doctor or psychiatrist or something to write you a doctor's note. You could get the accommodation to read out loud, but if you don't want to be chancing it, you don't want to be, if your mouth is moving at all and it looks like you might have Ben Olson sitting under your desk giving you signals about the correct answer,
yeah,
then they're not going to like that. So no, you cannot mouth the words. You cannot say it silently, but actually have your mouth working. You can't whisper. You got to practice not doing that stuff. And by the way, and I don't think it's the actual formation. I don't think it's the movements of your lips that are helping you to solve the question. I think it's that it takes time for you to move your lips. So you're slowing yourself down. You got to find other ways to slow yourself down. I believe you that you do better on these questions where you have done this. But it's correlation and causation. It's not because of the reading. It's because of you're taking more time to articulate every single word. You think you're doing it when you're reading it out loud in your head, but apparently you're not, because you're not actually engaging with those thoughts as well as when you are doing your sub-vocalization or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
Anyway, you can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Second question, if this causes my test to get flagged, which it would, what are some tips for transitioning to reading silently in my head, or would it just be practice? It is just practice. Stop doing it. And as you just said, Nathan, slow down.
Put a piece of tape over your mouth as a little reminder.
Sure.
It would keep you from moving your lips. You know, you wouldn't be able to do that sort of thing with a piece of tape. I would give that a shot. But yeah, you're just going to have to practice it a lot, I think. Or okay. Get the accommodation.
Yeah.
Thanks for writing in. Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.